The next groove on this record has been electronically engineered by some of the world's finest craftsmen to bring to your homes the full, glorious spectacle of Gumby Theatre.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town at 92.9 FM. It's KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Bye. Rock and roll. Rod Argent and his cohorts, and God gave rock and roll to you. Now, if that's true, I'm here to say hallelujah. It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's going to piss off all those musicians, though, who wasted so much time on lessons and practice and stuff. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull were in there. We heard Too Old to Rock and Roll and Too Young to Die from them. Peter, Paul, and Mary did I Dig Rock and Roll Music. And man, that song is almost 50 years old. And they told us that jungle music would never last. That first song was a Thorazine-influenced take on Neil Young's track, Out of the Blue, or perhaps Into the Black. Kind of get those confused, but that version was from Straylight Run, and they called it My My Hey Hey. That track used in the Sons of Anarchy TV series to nice effect. Good Monday afternoon to you. I hope it's still the weekend for you. And I hope all KCUF listeners gave a thought today to U.S. military members who have given the ultimate sacrifice. This, the final day of the Memorial Day weekend. And just by coincidence, since we've muxed up the holidays and moved them around, today, May 30th, is the traditional date of that observance. Any military veteran is more than happy to receive thanks and recognition for their service, especially those who have served in combat. But Memorial Day is for those we can't thank. Memorial Day is to honor service members who have died in military actions, and there's way too many of them.
On this Memorial Day, we sit out on our decks and party. 3 days we've got off from work with burgers on the barbie. But if you take a moment to reflect away from your party scene, the radio will remind you what this day truly means.
It's time to save, I said save, on a waterbed. It's time to choose a great mattress at an even greater price. I got two words for you, that's Tire Sale. We got rock bottom prices and the time is running out. You get one full year, that's right, one full year. No interest, no payments, there's no way you should miss this sale. This could be the Memorial Day weekend you enjoy for years. And oh yeah, something about guys who died for our country.
This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and I'm Vince Vinyl. In early today, Eileen Dover, usually here on Monday afternoon, but she left town for the weekend and didn't make it back yet. Fine with me, I'm happy as heck to come in and keep it mellow for you Monday afternoon folks. And I do hope you're spending the day in relaxing endeavors.
Slept through the 1960s, I heard Dory Previn say. But me, I caught me the great white bird to the shores of Africa, where I lost my adolescent heart to the sound of a talking drum. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. And on the roads outside of Chocobo, Florida fell down on my knees. There were female spirits in old mud huts, iron bells ringing up in the trees. And an 80-year-old white priestess, she made juju all night long. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Raise high the roof beams, carpenter boy. Yeah, we coming through the Rhine. In the cinema I saw the man on the moon. I laughed so hard I cried. And it was somewhere in those rainy seasons that I learned to carve my song. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Oh, Africa, Mother Africa, you lay heavy on my breast. You old cradle of civilization, heart of darkness, blood and death. But we had to flee you running scared when the crocodile ate the sun. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Will I think it's gonna rain tonight? I can smell it coming off the sage. As I sit here reading old Graham Greene, I taste Africa on every page. And then I close my eyes and see those red clay roads. It's sundown and boys, I'm gone. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Raise high the roof beams, carpenter boy. Yeah, we coming through the Rhine. It was a movable feast of war and memory, a dark old lullaby. It was the smoke of a thousand cook fires. It was the wrong end of a gun. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam.
Hey, remember all those psychedelic nights when your head come loose and floated into the light, and all them girls without any tops at all down in the dirt, after the fall. And remember how all the fantasies worked, little flags in front of the track homes by the church. It's a wonder anything's left to hurt it all down in the dirt, after the fall. And remember the flower children and their shit-eating grins, wearing buckskin, building teepees, trying to be Indians. And remember the reservation with the drunks against the wall, peddling turquoise to the tourists down in the dirt, after the fall. Remember the holy road running red, with the blood from the mouths of mystics when they said, let's eat flesh from the knees of Jesus while he crawls down in the dirt, after the fall. Yeah, remember the Christian soldiers armed to the teeth from beneath the stars, watching the jungle burn from beside their armored cars. We saw it all on TV while we ate just what we saw, so we too could partake in history without our names being on the wall or down in the dirt, after the fall. Psychedelic nights when your head come loose and floated into the light, and all them girls without any tops at all and down in the dirt, after the fall, after the fall.
Darkness, be my pillow, take my the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your tree. Darkness, darkness, hide my yearning from the things I cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning toward the things I cannot see now, toward the
Be My Pillow. That was Red, Wild, or Blue, doing a nice job on the old Jesse Colin Young penned tune. After the Fall was Terry Allen. Remember all those psychedelic nights? Yeah, I know, they say if you remember them, you probably weren't there. But I remember them, and I was there. East of Woodstock, West of Vietnam, was Tom Russell, and I'm thinking that old Tom has his geography mixed up just a bit. What do I know? That one was by request, and it was a particularly good one on this Memorial Day, 2016.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
This Memorial Day, we salute you, Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Never mind charcoal chimneys and easy lighting briquettes. The only way to start a real barbecue is with a gallon of 93 octane and a big book of matches.
Light up the sky.
Who needs eyebrows? You're hungry, and you've got 7 pounds of lamb shanks ready to go.
That's a lot of kebabs.
You don't just defy convention. You defy warning labels and common sense.
Very low IQ.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pyrotechnics, because no one makes a backyard mushroom cloud like you.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Cartersville, Georgia.
Sometimes I feel like a orangutan monkey swinging like Tarzan from a greasy grapevine. Halfway to heaven and halfway to hell, a beer drinking Christian just biding my time.
Sometimes I feel like a slow armadillo dodging fast Chrysler's on Interstate 10. Halfway to Fort Dodge and halfway to Austin, a beer-drinking Christian out dodging again.
And we're hell-bent for good times and heart-bound for glory, trying to be good in all the worst ways. The good Lord loves strays.
Sometimes I feel like an old fresh plucked chicken, plucky enough to save me as I head for the stew. Licking and trying and worried about dying, a beer drinking Christian just paying my dues.
Sometimes I feel like a rusty old rattler, no pit to hiss in out in the hot sun. But I'm just a grass snake, I ain't got no venom, and a beer drinking Christian don't harm anyone.
And we're real men for good times and heartbound for glory. In all the worst ways, high rolling ramblers, the worst kind of gamblers, beer drinking Christians, but the good Lord loves strays. We are beer drinking Christians, but the good Lord loves strays.
I was in the rear.
Tell me,
who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Hot down that low down mooter. Ah, this latest future. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear?
Tell me who.
Drank my beer while I was in the rear. Sit still and call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. I strolled into the barroom with my pouches dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer and then I had to take a walk.
When I was handsome, no good John come drinking my last dime. Never knew a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Who was that low-down mute? This little future. Birds are gonna evaporate or scoot off like a fly. It ain't good legs to walk away with bruise unless a guy. With all you fellas who are at the bar, we'll drink a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, and point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Sit still, it's call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. Goes, I've been a friend to man. When folks were down and eyes around, I'd lend a helping hand. With one of your gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Hoo-hoo! Sit still, it's call for action. I demand satisfaction.
What your mama's thinking. Everybody knows that
beer ain't drinking.
So there you have it, and now you know. That's how come we fight. It ain't none of that other stuff. It's because you drink the wrong beer. That was Coors and Bud from Mike Patton and Old Sunnyvale Band Out of the Blue. Beer Ain't Drinkin' was Mojo Nixon. David Bartholomew did Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear. And one-time local gal Lacey J. Dalton joined Bobby Bear on that first song, Beer Drinkin' Christians. We knew her as Jill Crustin when she was living in the Santa Cruz, Ben Lomond area, and we wish she was still around, don't we?
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Oh my God, it was everything I ever imagined. You know, it was even better.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
Don't leave me. dangerous world. Every star shining brightly, just like a million years before. And we were feeling very small underneath the universe. And you know that I'm gonna be the one who'll be there when you need someone to depend upon. When tomorrow comes,
tomorrow comes, yeah, yeah.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. Like he don't care for my friends. He never asked me where in the hell have you been. He don't play dead when I want to pet him. I want you to love me like my dog does, honey. He never says I wish you made more money. He always thinks it pull my fingers funny. I want you to love me like my dog. He don't get mad at me and throw a major fit. What I say, sister, is a bitch. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
Call that a match made in heaven, but those two do have more than a few similar traits. That was a track from Stockholm, album title for a solo release from Pretender Chrissie Hynde last year, with the obvious contribution from Neil Young there on Down the Wrong Way. Both those artists have a unique sound and style, and they seem to go together fairly well. Like My Dog was Billy Cunningham, and I just threw that in for levity. Annie Lennox did When Tomorrow Comes, and Whiskey Myers did Dogwood, as in dogwood trees. Good afternoon to you, Vince Vinyl here, and let me tell you, the KCUF studios sure look different in the daylight. I'm a night guy, and once it gets dark, all the dust and cobwebs disappear. Don't have to think about house cleaning. I'm digging it, though, this afternoon stuff. It's okay. Got up early enough to catch the Indy 500 this morning. It was the 100th running of the Memorial Day Classic, and a darn good one at that. Won by a rookie, Alexander Rossi won, coasting across the finish line out of gas for the checkered flag. It's great to see some new young drivers in victory circle.
The Simville Picayune has more blank space than suggested by state or federal guidelines, so it takes less time to read. That means there's more time left over for other things. Spare time is a luxury these days, so don't waste it. The Picayune. Buy one today.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why can't work be more like Memorial Day weekend? I wouldn't mind being here stuck in my cubicle if I had a margarita in my hand. I want a job where it's okay to grill hot dogs in the break room. I want a job where the dress code is swimsuits and tanning oil. I want a job where it's fine to roast s'mores in the conference room or play beach volleyball in the front lobby. I don't want to earn the Employee of the Month award. I want to earn beads. I want a career where you're not judged by your quarterly sales figures, but how well you can dance on the bar while doing jello shots. Oh, wait. I guess they already have that occupation. It's called a stripper. I guess I'm going to have to let go of the 3-day weekend, stop wasting company time, and get back to work. I mean, you know, after I post all my pictures to Facebook and plan my 4th of July.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
love me, it just ain't right. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Around every corner, something I see brings me right back how I used to be. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. It's over, I know it, but I can't let go. It's over, I know it, but I can't let go.
And talked about it. Whoa, yeah. Always asking where we're going, always wondering and never knowing. Whoa, yeah. We're walking a life of trepidation, can't see past our shoes, going round in circles.
Hello! say 3% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time. 64% of all the world's statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I need another double shot of something 90 proof. I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. They say 92% of everything you learned in school was just bullshit you'll never need. 84% of everything you got you bought to satisfy your greed. Because 90% of the world's population links possessions to success, even though 80% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress. Between hope and doubt, it's too much to think about. Pick it then. Percent of all statisticians truly hate their jobs. They say the average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robbed. There's a little bank not far from here I've been watching now a while. Lately all I can think about is how bad I want to go out in style. And it's too much to think about. It's too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. That's right. It's too much to think about. Amen. It's too much to think about. Mm-hmm.
Todd Snyder and Statistician Blues. Pretty cool track that boils down to 98% of what you hear is BS. And half of what you know to be true is also BS. Canadian blues picker Sue Foley did Analyzing Blues, same story. We heard Can't Let Go from Lucinda Williams and I'm Good at Leaving from Ashley Monroe. I'm bad at bitching and screaming babies, but I'm good at leaving. I can leave like nobody's business.
And now a message from BabiesOvernight.com. Having a baby is easy as logging onto the internet. Pick your baby from hundreds online as you browse our baby creation facility. Maybe you'd like a strong, silent German baby, or an adventurous Venezuelan baby, or even a funny but militarily inept Australian baby. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not completely happy, just wrap the baby in the plastic bag provided, place it in the box, and drop it off in your nearest river. BabiesOvernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.